This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. "I can see the quivering and shining of that half dollar yet, as in the quick current it went down the stream and sunk from my sight forever." What we hear in that remarkably well-constructed sentence is the timeless parable teaching of the presence and the absence of the material world. Anyone who has lost an object overboard knows how hopelessly fast it goes down. Lincoln is telling this story to a fellow lawyer as they travel one day by buggy in the fall of 1853 round the 8th Circuit of Illinois. They're going some 50 miles from DeWitt County to Champaign, including a patch of prairie some 15 miles wide. His colleague is one Leonard Swett. They traveled together this way from September to Christmas and February to June for 11 years. Mr. Swett has decided to ask Mr. Lincoln about his youth, and he is recording this conversation sometime later, recalling the moment when he says, "The surroundings seemed adapted to lazy storytelling. The weather was perfect, an Indian summertime, and the tall grasses covered the prairie everywhere like ripened grain. Occasionally a distant prairie fire filled the air with hazy smoke, and the quail whistled to his mate, and at times the red deer started from the tall grasses of the dell as we passed along." Lincoln tells of being 6 and 7 and moving to Indiana from Kentucky, saying it was pretty pinching times, but presently we got reasonably comfortable. He told, writes Swett, of earning his first half dollar, standing upon the shore of a river where a steamboat was passing along in the middle of the stream. Someone on board the boat called to him to come with a small boat, his small boat. He went, took off the passenger, and was paid the half dollar. Afterwards, playing on the flatboat, he dropped his half dollar from the farthest end of the boat. That is when he recalled it quivering and shining and sinking. So we see it's a spiritual parable in this secular moment of Lincoln's life being retold. We can see the story from a larger history. Of course, it is the story of gaining and losing money. It is also a story of the very first time Lincoln had real contact with the world of money, with currency, with income, with wages and labor. He was still living in a primitive barter society and a society of subsistence farming. Very little money existed in the new state of 500,000 people in the 1830s. Springfield, the capital, had 500 to 1,000 people and a log court and a log jail. People exchanged goods and services, not money. Lincoln was, as others who recall this story from the 1820s, when he was a young man, magically thrilled with the flashing silver half dollar as it was slipped to him by the man he had earned it from. The coin would have had on it a figure with a liberty cap and the word liberty on the one side and on the other, e pluribus unum. The idea of America right there for Lincoln to read and to hold and to value. This is a hallmark of Lincoln's spiritual life, his lack of greed. We see that again and again in his spirit as it can light us down.